Welcome to Fashion Confab, a weekly podcast where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry.
Learn how you can reach a captive, engaged, and targeted audience by becoming a sponsor on Fashion Confab. Go to our website at www.fashionconfab.com and click on sponsorship. Today we're talking with the founder and owner of Second Skin Bikinis, a swimwear line that has been given the name Liberating and Cheeky. Listen to my interview with Carol as we discuss how globalization has changed where women are wearing cheeky bikinis and how she inspires us to be comfortable in our own skin. So let me start by saying I am in love with your swimsuits. I love the cheeky cut in the Aztec print. I'm in love with the country flag swimsuits, and I cannot wait to talk to you about your inspiration behind your designs. But first, I want our listeners to get to know you and more about the company, Second Skin. So tell us about you, where you're from, and a little personal information about you and your background, Carol.
Okay, these are always the toughest questions, the simplest ones. Okay, so basically I'm from Vancouver, West Coast, surrounded by ocean and mountains right within in our backyard. So I've always been in touch with nature and inspired by it, and really, I have to be near it, no matter where I am. Otherwise, I just kind of feel that I'm not living at my fullest. And I guess that's my background. My dad's from Colombia, my mom's from Spain, and that's kind of been my background, and perhaps a bit of my cheekiness. Having visited Europe in my youth, I did come across, I think that's where I came across those cheeky bikinis, and where I was kind of inspired and brought that back with me back home to Vancouver, Canada, where it's a bit more conservative. Mm-hmm. And having looked everywhere for that, those styles, it just kind of came all together at the end.
Now there's a, it looks like a Brazilian influence. Did you get your style from Brazil at all?
Well, I've never been to Brazil.
Wow.
But I've been to Europe, and they are just as forward, and depending on where you go in Europe, they're pretty forward, just like Brazil. And like you could go to Spain, you know, Girona, which is like a little beach town, and mm-hmm. Girls are very comfortable in their cheeky bikini bottom, mm-hmm. no top, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's not scandalous in any way whatsoever. It's not mm-hmm. distasteful, it's not cheap, it's just what it is. It's a culture that's very comfortable in their own skin. And having come back from that really inspired me and gave me a bit of grounding as to, you know, my femininity and how I can own that.
I agree. Yeah, I have been to a lot of the, you know, topless beaches and nude beaches, and there's nothing sexual about it. It's really just about being free. It's about not being attached to clothing. That's what I get from your swimsuits. It's really just about the freedom of, you know, owning your own femininity. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so it made me want to talk to you about it just to kind of get your perspective. But tell us, how did you get into the business of fashion? What made you want to start a swimsuit line?
It was really from my own selfish needs, actually. And of course it was. That was just simply because I couldn't find a brand that was dedicated and consistent to the various cheeky styles that were out there. I really felt like there needed to be a brand that focused solely on cheeky styles and represented them in the way that were easy to recognize. Just like we buy our jeans, mm-hmm. we needed to buy our cheeky styles by reference name and names that are not ambiguous, and to have that consistency as well with jeans. I mean, going back to a store and not finding your slim legged jeans is basically heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. I have that experience. When I go on a special trip, I'm always looking for a new swimsuit, and I want something different. And it's always so hard just to find the right fit or just something that's not so ultra modest when you've worked hard to, like, I work out and I want to, you know, keep my body in shape. So I'm okay with showing my body a little bit. So I want the right swimsuit. So you're right. It's so hard to find, you know, especially the different cuts that you have. Even online, it's really hard. You can sit in front of your computer for hours looking for the right swimsuit.
I know. And the really frustrating thing is that, you know, there are brands that have realized the market now and the demand for cheeky bikinis. So every brand is now trying to tap into that and at least offer one style of cheeky bikinis. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps two to three at most. And that's just only three brands that do that. But again, that reference of knowing what that style needs and how it's like their names are so ambiguous that it's really hard to really make that decision again and have that consistency there. But yeah, if you get what I'm saying, it's just really that the ambiguous names that the brands are having along with the ambiguous styles that they're offering, which then are changed every collection. Right. And if they're not, you're still not sure what you're getting when you're looking at them because they have some similar styles that you're, when you look at it, you're like, okay, well, what is that style specifically? Mm-hmm. And it looks like the other one, but it doesn't. So it kind of leaves you in the air of uncertainty.
Right. So do you have a design team or someone who comes up with the unique and creative designs?
Yeah, that's me, myself, and I.
Okay.
Having traveled and being very fortunate to have really lived abroad in various countries, I've seen the styles in various continents and seen what's most popular and what's more in and what's more flattering. Mm-hmm. And also kind of what I see being consistent and I only see it going forward. It's a style that will just always be there. So, and that would be like the surf low rider. That's just a classic and it's been around forever now, but, some people are not that familiar with it. And then there are that are.
Okay. What are some of the other cuts and styles that you have?
Okay. So we have eight styles, and they're all specific. And when I say specific, I mean, they're really within their own breed. They're their own, you know, their collection. And what we're going to do with those eight styles is we're going to add pieces, subcategories under each one of those that are similar in to that style. So again, when you're shopping, you know exactly what reference and what style you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And you're clear in how it's supposed to look and what family it belongs to. So, you know, the wide-legged jean or the low hip, low rise. But right now, yes, we do have eight styles, from shorties, mermaid shorties, which are really the, you know, up-to-date trend with that sort of, I like to call it the mermaid tail, which is, others reference it as the whale tail or the fish tail, which I really don't get why they would name that. But, and then we have the, you know, the popular surf low rider and then the classic bikini. Those are the two styles that really have been around for quite some time. And and then the cheeky brief, and the belt semi-thong, and the Brazilian current. Those are more up-to-date styles and really growing into in demand, especially, you know, varying where you are, whether that's Australia, whether you're in Hawaii. In Hawaii, it's huge, the Brazilian current. And that's because of the migration of Brazilians that are there. Mm-hmm. The girls are coming to work in the hotels and everything, and they brought that style to Hawaii, which is why now when you go there, you see cheeky bikinis everywhere, and you wonder, like, okay, well, they're a beach culture, yes, but how did this come here?
Right.
So it's really interesting how globalization and of course, the internet has really, you know, changed these trends and have made them grow in various places, and Vancouver included.
Okay, and I see simplicity and not a lot of embellishments. Is that intentional?
Yes, it is. I really want it to just focus on the style and not on the all those accessories. I really wanted a girl to just see the simplicity of the style and not and just appreciate that and just let that be. later on, I think we will bring a couple of pieces or a line of collection for the resort wear, whereby we'll put some embellishments. But again, the brand is really down to earth. It's that bohemian chic girl, so we will definitely add some style to some of one of our lines. Mm-hmm. But it will always be that go-to brand for simplicity and just cut in style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I really do appreciate, I can appreciate a bikini that is embellished, but in reality, in my reality, I'm not going to wear that because mm-hmm. I'm not the poolside girl. But if you are, that's awesome. But I just, I would just be always kind of paranoid, I guess, if the embellishment came off or what happened or, you know, it's delicate.
Mm-hmm. So you say on your website, my mom told me my swimsuit bottoms look like butt showers. Is that true?
I wish it was.
Okay.
I wish that was my mom, but, it wasn't my mom. It was actually a tweet that I had seen. And so I took it, and I just kind of went with it, and that was basically it. It was just some random tweet that one of the girls had mentioned, and I laughed so hard about it, because it's so kind of, it kind of, you know, reflects the generations of, you know, where the bikini, you know, how it started, and where we are now with that, mm-hmm. and that evolution, and so I just found that really comical.
Yeah, it's kind of fun and cheeky, no pun intended.
Exactly.
But yeah, I thought that was cute.
Yeah, funny.
I'm sure you hear a lot, but that definitely was one worth putting on your website.
And the funny thing is, I asked her the same thing that you asked me. What was your response? Because
right.
I wanted to know, what did she respond to her mom?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. I can't remember if she really gave me a substantial comment or reply. I don't think it was she did, because I can't remember it.
Well, tell us what you mean by second skin. I think we can kind of guess, but I just wanted to hear it from you.
Okay, well, exactly, just as you guessed. It's, you know, feeling comfortable in your skin, and second skin is supposed to be just that. It's supposed to be your second skin, and, yeah, it's just that comfort we want mm-hmm. you to feel and own.
Right.
Really. And that's kind of where it came from.
Okay.
It's just really having women own their curves,
mm-hmm.
and having traveled, you really do get to appreciate the different kinds of femininity around the world, and how various women around the world really envelop that,
mm-hmm.
and how they, you know, how they exude it.
Okay.
And I've always loved that. I always love a woman who really, no matter what her curves are, whether they're as linear as possible or as round and curvaceous as possible, she owns it. And that, to me, is sexy.
Absolutely.
It's not because she has the model body that you see in a magazine. It's because she just has that energy about her that she exudes. And I find that beautiful, and I find that sexy. It's a great energy.
Mm-hmm. So what's the plan for second skin? You're going to be opening stores?
Yes. They will be, and they'll be carried in exclusively selected beach boutiques. So whatever that favorite beach boutique you have, that's where we want to be, and that's just to, kind of to go with our business plan of strategic brand placement.
Okay. I know you're not in America right now, but is the plan to come over to America and place your swimsuits in stores in America?
Oh, yeah. This is exactly where our focus, our research is being held right now, is the U.S. right through, and Australia.
Okay, great. I think this is a great place to be, especially in Miami.
Oh yeah, I know. Definitely Miami.
Yeah. So I read about you giving 2% of your proceeds to a different charity each month. Can you explain what that means, just so that our listeners will know?
Yes. So basically, the whole charity thing. Right now, what we have going is where 2% of the bikini of the month is going to the charity of the month, which is conservation, international conservation. And they're a charity that's about the ocean, about the environment. And they're really awesome, and it's a beautifully carried out a charity, which I really want to be part of. Now, in the short future or in the near future, what we'd like to get going with the website is to have a list of charities whereby the customer picks which one she wants her proceeds to go to from her purchase.
I like
and
that.
All of, yeah, so all these charities will revolve around the culture of Second Skin Bikini. So that could be from charities that help educate young girls, surf camps, and then, of course, the environment, local and international. And again, why I like international conservation was because they're international. They're just not just one local. They're, you know, it's not just a regional charity. They're all around the world, which is really what represents Second Skin Bikinis. And I really feel like the world in itself needs to be represented. And I love so many corners of this world that, I'm somewhat tied to that.
Wow. So what made you want to do that and give some of the proceeds to a different charity?
Well, to tell you the truth, I actually wanted to do, when I wanted to start my own company, I was looking into doing something where it was sustainable. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know about 1,000 Villages, but it's where, they help local artisans to remarket their stuff and sell their stuff, and then proceeds go to them. That was my dream. I really wanted to do something sustainable like that. But the product and, what was in front of me, it was bikini. So I had to work with that. I worked with that. So I just kind of enveloped and combined those two wants and needs. And I will always, because that's what really satisfies me, is giving back.
Right. Now, I love that. I mean, that's the reason why I started Fashion Confab. So I understand.
Yeah. Social entrepreneur.
That's it, and, social entrepreneur.
Yeah, and that's definitely something I feel linked to, and also I know that comes from being connected to various parts of the world and wanting to bring that aspect into my brand, and with charities that are connected to various charities all around the world. And we're not just talking about third world countries. We're talking about, some perhaps like Caribbean islands, places where it's kind of first world, but they do have third world issues. Mm-hmm. So, just bringing that to light and really tying that into the brand and showing, that we're part of a bigger picture.
I love that. That's so admirable. We touched on this earlier, but I did want to have you elaborate on this and just to get your perspective, because you seem to be have a strong opinion about it. We talked about in some other cultures, women are a lot more modest than others. And you actually mentioned it on your website or either in an article that I read about you, that some women care too much about what others think. What do you say to women who are much more modest, and how do you encourage them to break out of their shells enough to wear some of your cheeky bikini styles?
I think the way we've been going about it, the PR that we've been doing, is really bringing to light those issues with our blog. And we did a heavy focus on that, on our blog, a lot of topics around that. And in society, and how girls are somewhat trapped by that. It was a surprise for me that girls were not wearing what looked good on them, but were wearing what they thought was safe. Mm-hmm. And they thought it was safe because they thought that by wearing something cheeky, it implicated that they were asking for something. Mm-hmm. And that to me was, I didn't even think that. that mindset just did not even come across me. And when it did, it just, of course, it was so obvious. I'm like, but of course there are girls that are like that. Mm-hmm. And, are trapped by society's influences. And what we have done is, I think it's through the brand identity of showing, like through our Instagram profile, like showing the kind of girl that wears cheeky bikinis. It's through those little things. It's if you see our Instagram profile, there's nothing really objective of what the girl's doing. Her poses, how she might be posing for the camera, like how her daily life, her lifestyle, and all those little subtleties of just that girl that's just you know, loves and is connected to the beach and lifestyle, and she's quiet and that's it. And that's not necessarily, I'm not trying to categorize what we must be in order to wear that brand, but it's not to say that we're asking for anything. We're not asking to be validated.
Right.
And it's simply a cut that really does flatter the backside, and that's it. That's the extent of it. Now, if girls are not comfortable with that, then I hope with the articles that we're doing and the sort of way we're presenting our brand, with the kind of pictures of kind of, you see like the website, there's the girl with a spear gun, and she's owning it. She's caught her cheeky bikini on. She's hunting her food, and she's a woman all in all. And then the other girl with surfing. So these are all pictures highlighting, you know, very strong aspects. And that's how I want people to correlate the brand with. It's not a brand of being validated. It's just simply of a brand of girls who like it cheeky. They know it looks better, and they're dressing for themselves and nobody else.
I love that. And they're being sort of comfortable in their own skin. I guess that could be a quote for you. Comfortable in my second skin. Haha.
There you go. Thank you very much.
So, let's see. Who influences you and what inspires you?
What inspires me or who influences me? I think it's just a lineup of some random people and then my friends, and you know, the people that have crossed my path. And I'm not going to say anybody famous, but I'm really going to say real, genuine people, women, that are really doing what they love, but more importantly, they really are unique to who they are, and they really own who they are and want to be and are not afraid of that, whether they're different or not. They're not sticking to the norm or following that norm. They're really out of that, actually. But they're amazing, and they're dynamic, and they're so interesting, and they're beautiful. And those people inspire me.
I love it. Well, before we end today, tell us how we can connect with you on social media, how we can find you online in general.
If you write, I'm always, you know, going through our Facebook or Instagram profile. If you make a reference to my name on a message, just Carol, then either somebody on the social media team will direct me on it, or I'll be on top of it.
Okay. And the way we can find Second Skin.
Or Second Skin, we're everywhere. So it's, remember, just it's Second Skin Bikinis. That bikinis must always be followed after Second Skin. And you'll find us on every social site, from obviously Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, and I think we're doing YouTube, a little bit of YouTube. We're just playing around with that right now.
Okay. Well, I am placing my order.
Awesome.
You know, I'm going to Ecuador next year, and I need to get the swimsuits right. So,
where are you going?
So I'm glad I found you, and I'm glad we connected. And it's, you know, been a pleasure learning about your brand and a little bit about your journey to get where you are. So I see big things for you, and you know, please let me know how I can help.
Oh, well, thank you, Yoslyn. Thank you. yeah, just if you spread the word about the gift certificates that we've got going out for the holiday season, which I'm really happy about, not only because of the artwork, but they're really stylized gift cards, beautifully done from some street work. And the gift cards, what's going on with them is that $10, up to $10 is being donated, again, to international conservation when the gift card is purchased. So that I'm really happy about. And it's sort of in the idea of the holidays, of the gift, you know, that keeps on giving. And the gift card denominations are from $25 right up to $200, with donations of $1 to $10. So please spread the word of that.
Okay, we will do that. Well, thanks again, and I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you so much, Yasmin.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fashion Confab. Please follow us on Twitter and on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review. To learn more about sponsorship on Fashion Confab, visit our website at www.fashionconfab.com and click on sponsorship. Until next Tuesday, be well and be inspired.